This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News. Go to WGXC.org for more information. Click on the newsroom for more information about anything you hear here. Diane Pinheiro-Zucker reports in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County Sheriff Paul Van Blarkum is definitely running for a fourth term in 2018, and Saugerties Police Chief Joseph Sinagra might challenge him. Van Blarkum is a registered Democrat who made two controversial statements during his current term. In 2015, Van Blarkum wrote on the Ulster County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, just after a mass shooting in San Bernardino, California, quote, "In light of recent events that have occurred in the United States and around the world, I want to encourage citizens of Ulster County who are licensed to carry a firearm to please do so," unquote. Last weekend, as no National Football League players protested during the national anthem, the sheriff urged people to boycott NFL games because of players' protests during the playing of the national anthem. Quote, "I don't think I'm controversial. I respect everybody's opinion," unquote, Van Blarkum said November 17th. Sinagra, 52, is not enrolled in a political party and told the newspaper he intends to run for sheriff sometime, but not sure when. Quote, "If and when I choose to run, I won't make a decision until after the first of the year," unquote, Sinagra said November 16th. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Audrey Matat reports in the Greenville Pioneer that the town of Greenville Planning Board is looking at its first solar farm. Cypress Creek Renewables is proposing a 2-megawatt solar farm on 18 acres at 9775 State Route 32 in Freehold. A November 1st public hearing on the proposal drew some concerned citizens who wanted to know about the construction and the resulting views. Construction would take about 16 weeks, and the board instructed the company to do whatever it could to block the view of the solar panels. The company also explained that local residents would get the chance to buy power if the proposal was approved, at about 10% less than the residents currently pay Central Hudson. The newspaper also reported elsewhere that Westerloo in southern Albany County is also considering a solar farm, and Durham in Greene County has had an inquiry about placing one there. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced November 17th a new mobile app for the New York State Thruway Authority. The app is available for free on iPhone and Android devices and includes real-time traffic alerts, navigation assistance, and detailed thruway service information covering 570 miles of highway. Quote, "New York continues to meet the needs of 21st century travelers, and ahead of the busy holiday season, the launch of this new app will provide reliable, advanced technology to keep motorists informed and safe," unquote, Cuomo said. Quote, "By connecting travelers with real-time information, this new app will help ease travel along the thruway, promote responsible driving habits, and support an easier, less congested holiday commute for all." This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.